Hey guys, welcome to our biology podcast. My name is Andone, and I'm here today with my team, Maria and Jimena. Our topic today will be the loss of biodiversity in Mexico. Biodiversity could be defined as the existence of a large number of different kinds of animals and plants, which make up a balanced environment or habitat. In 2019, the Intergovernmental Science Policy Platform on Biodiversity and Ecosystem Services, also known as IPBES, found that humans are altering the natural world at an unprecedented pace and threatening 1 million animal and plant species with extinction. We are ending the variety of living beings that inhabit the planet, and we have to take into account that this is one of humanity's greatest challenges. We are destroying the balance in nature.
Staying informed about biological and environmental issues is crucial nowadays, since it is so important to keep striving for a better ecologically developed and sustainable planet where humans are able to coexist peacefully along with nature, which is why we're going to explain the causes and consequences of biodiversity loss in Mexico. Did you know it is considered a megadiverse country because it has over 200,000 different species? It is one of the most diverse countries in the world. Mexico is home to 10 to 12% of the world's biodiversity. We rank first in biodiversity in reptiles, second in mammals, fourth in amphibians, as well as flora. However, we are losing species at an incredible rate.
In Mexico, around 50% of natural ecosystems have been lost. The main threat to biodiversity are the drastic change in lands, just mostly due to the expansion of farming and urban borders, demographic growth, construction of roads, electricity, distribution networks, and dams, the introduction of invasive species into balanced ecosystems, forest fires, and natural resource overexploitation. The creation of infrastructure such as building roads or power supplies is one of the most damaging factors when it comes to losing biodiversity, since ecosystems get disturbed in order to make the land suitable for construction as the population grows, so do the places in which we live. From neighborhoods to cities, we keep expanding our territory and destroying habitats recklessly.
An important issue is deforestation. According to a study carried out by graduate students from UNAM, deforestation is one of the main factors that negatively affects the conservation of biological diversity. Deforestation on biodiversity in Mexico is measured by analyzing the distribution of mammals, the delimitation of biogeographic regionalization, and the protection of areas for the conservation of biodiversity. Due to deforestation, several areas with unique fauna are suffering a natural habitat reduction. Mexico has lost more than half of its natural forest. An average of more than 705,051 hectares per year of forests was lost between 1993 and 1997. During the last couple of years, the average number of hectares deforested reached close to 1 million per year.
Coming up next, we are taking a closer look at the consequence of animals, plants, and any living organisms that develop in the wrong ecosystems or their existence in really big quantities. They alter the whole equilibrium of diversity and richness of the ecosystems, especially if they have been introduced into said habitat by humans. These are now as invasive species, and they tend to disrupt natural communities and ecological processes. The invasive species can also combat the native species for food and shelter, and sometimes even cause their extinction. After habitat destruction, the impact of invasive species has been identified as the second cause globally of the loss of biodiversity. The top 8 invasive species that are in Mexico are nopal moth, common bumblebee, giant African snail, rainbow trout, African club frog, Florida thruster, crested mina, and black rat.
There is also overexploitation, which occurs when the ecosystem is no longer able to be self-sustaining because of the loss in biodiversity. The last 50 years, it has mostly been happening in marine systems. It's also called overfishing, and it can lead to putting a number of threatened and endangered species at risk of extinction. Wildfires are also a massive agent in this problem. A wildfire is an uncontrolled fire that burns in wildland vegetation, often in rural areas. Forest fires tend to happen naturally. However, their rate has increased lately thanks to the fires caused by men that have gotten out of hand. They are not limited to a particular environment. Across Mexico, there have been more than 4,400 wildfires in 30 states this year, according to National Forestry Commission. More than 150,000 hectares and land has been affected, 94% of which has covered with grass. The other 6% was forest.
But the most important thing is that the future of the planet Earth is in our hands, and if we continue ending every ecosystem we can to satisfy our necessities, we will put an end to our own kind and to the natural balance.
Thank you for listening. Have a lovely week. We hope you enjoyed our podcast and learned something new.